1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, and halfway around the world, a crash involving a U.S. military aircraft. Australia's defense ministry says it was during an exercise in its northern territory. Reports are there were as many as 20 Marines on board, but that it appears everyone survived. The U.S. and Australia have been stepping up military cooperation in recent years in the face of an increasingly assertive China. Now to Florida, where police say a white man in his 20s walked into a dollar store in a predominantly black neighborhood in Jacksonville with an assault rifle. They say he shot three black customers to death in what was a deliberate killing motivated by racism. The gunman then took his own life. WJAX-TV's Ben Ryan with more on the aftermath.
Community members locking arms in unity. Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman was extremely emotional.
This makes no sense. I am very, very angry right now. I'm emotional. You know, we got kids in this community seeing all of this, and this is unnecessary. You know, it's unjust that we can't even walk on the sidewalks. We're not safe in any store.
Three passengers in an Uber were killed after a speeding car ran a red light at a South Los Angeles intersection, T-boning the Uber with a driver and four passengers. KCBS-TV's Rick Montanez reports.
We talked with one witness who says that driver of the white Mercedes was going very fast.
He was probably going more than 80, 85. Hit the Uber driver. The Uber driver literally went all the way, did a full turn, and that's when the whole collision, and she ended up right there.
At this point, none of the victims have been identified, but police say they were all women who were killed. A male passenger in that Uber car was rushed to the hospital, as well as the Uber driver. And then the driver of that Mercedes-Benz also with critical injuries in the hospital.
Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia has been slow, but now a battlefield breakthrough. Our Deborah Pata from Kharkiv.
Ukrainian SEALs also helped clear the path to Robotyny. It's been weeks of sustained, brutal fighting.
FPVs, a drone!
A drone! Get down, warns this soldier. They've had near misses and taken direct hits.
A brush fire that was threatening parts of Lahaina on Maui that had not been destroyed by wildfire a couple weeks ago is now contained. Evacuations had been ordered about 2 miles from the areas that were devastated. Investigators say the death toll remains at 115 and say more than 90% of the burned out neighborhoods have been thoroughly searched. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
This is Camp Classic. For fans of Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars, the OG granola bar that started it all. Crunch into the real honey and whole grain oats in every single bite. Nature Valley.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies overnight with lows around 49. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 51. Low 80s Monday, upper 70s Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Take it from your sisters and your brothers. We got the means to fend for ourselves. Should we reminisce or run for cover when we hear the popping of the shells? Slow your roll, you serve a gun yourself. Right back and sit on your thumbs, cause all you ever wanted is much too hard to attain. Nice fair fight, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Maybe we'll find a cure, unless it's unpopular. It sounds like the verdict for this case is that we've been running. Softly.
it may seem, we will build anew. Fumbling through the piles of debris, we all recognize our regular function. Careless as we may be, still we made it through. Hands tied behind your back, lingering on your tongue, crossing your fingers, they're not nearly as high.
In the middle, that's Magic Conch, brand new music from Magic Conch. Meet Me in the Middle on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Running in Place. Before that, they just announced a show too, Friday, November 17th at the Burr Oak. They're playing with Nestor and Seesaw. That's going to be a show. Wow. That's off the hook right there. Put that on your calendar.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
No doubt. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Hope your evening is going well. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hope you have the app, the brand new Civic Media app on your phone right now. It's the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio for sure. Rocker, Rockstar, Death Notice.
Yeah, Jimmy, Bernie Marsden, guitarist from Whitesnake, one of the original founding members, has passed away.
There it is.
Yep, that's the song. Man. He's one of the co-writers, Here wow. I Go Again. And he formed that after he was in UFO. He's played with Cozy Powell and John Lord and all that kind of stuff. So they were formed. Whitesnake was formed after David Coverdale left Deep Purple.
Yeah.
And Bernie Marsden was there with him. So
growing up when
72.
When Whitesnake came out, I didn't like them. I thought they were kind of a Zeppelin ripoff.
And when in 72 or in 78 when they came out?
When this song here was when they were popular.
Like that was in the 80s. Yeah.
Anyway, Rockstar Death Notices. Amazing. They're all dying now. We're all getting old.
Ouch.
But there's lots of young kids
yes.
that take over the mantle of rock
Hallelujah
and roll, Jimmy.
For that.
I don't know how I went there. I had no idea how to get the hell out of it. Oh, eject, Jimmy. Eject. Let's do some bar notes with Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. I've got a couple quick bar notes for you tonight.
This one, in fact, I think one of you guys sent this to me, and I'm finding it really interesting. We'd like to take a look at a couple of things that maybe can help out musicians, you know, promote shows, promote venues. This one is for a downtown performance space permit.
Yes.
Is this a new thing?
It's actually not, but they're publicizing it.
Ah. So we are going to post this on our socials, or I will share it from David, who originally posted this. And basically what he's talking about is how to get a permit so that you can play and use your amplification.
That's the key.
And you won't get in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different places, 5 different places.
Yeah.
To be able to set up and play. But I like that it sounds like they're getting organized about it, too. So we'll share that with you. If you think you want to do a show anywhere along State Street, somewhere downtown Madison, there we go. We've got the way for you to do it and to get away with it legally.
It's just a $15 permit.
That's awesome.
And then you get the electrical, and you get to set up your amplification. And they have two things, like one early in the day and then like a two-hour thing more at night.
That's
so there's
perfect.
There's plenty of opportunity.
We need more music like this.
Let's do
there.
The show outside of State Street. I think one of the locations is Library Mall and Peace Park down the road here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
fun. And the other thing, I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but Harmonious Whale, of course, having a whale of a time on their tours of Ireland and Scotland, and they've been sharing so many great stories. But I think they're also feeling a little bit sad because their bass player, Jeffo, who's been with them for a really long time, he's going back to college.
Wow.
Yeah. So they are having a couple last hurrahs with him. They've got the 20th year of the Midwest Gypsy Swing that they'll celebrate with him at the Art in the Barn in Fitchburg. That's September 8th and 9th. But then his actual come and say goodbye to him show is before the Midwest Gypsy Swing on Thursday, September 7th. And that's going to be at Leopold's Books. That's in Madison. But we wish Jeffo tons of luck.
Well, he lives forever in the Devil's Lair on our podcast site.
Oh, that's so good.
You can always listen to him.
Yeah, excellent. And we'll share those events, too, so you know if you want to be able to go and say thanks for all the great music, Jeffo.
Wow.
There's your bar notes.
Thank you, Terry. Bar notes.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to tell you guys a little story,
Rutgers got a bar note.
All right.
So my first gig ever playing as a drummer was at Library Mall.
No way.
Band, The Sequentials, had done a permit. And they used to have concerts there in the mid-80s all the time, like full-on PA systems and everything. So we used to play there quite often at noon for like a lot of students. And you pay $15. Get the permit, plug into the pole, and have a big concert. And so there are like 5 stages basically you could have all along State Street. It's an amazing opportunity. That's why we wanted to share it.
I like that.
Plug into the pole.
And play. Let's plug in the pole right now. We got Candace Griffin. She's coming in with a special guest to play live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Plus Jeff Hamilton joining us here shortly. Let's do some Beatles via Mars Hall on Max and Kevin.
Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three, four.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. That is Panchromatic Steel and Paranoid Android. And Panchromatic Steel, they're going to be in the Devil's Lair on September 19th. That's a Saturday night. More about that date here shortly. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Rocker, Terry Barr. I'm Jimmy K.
You know, hello.
First of all, let's talk. What was I going to say? Okay. Well, first of all, call or text. That was on the list.
Okay.
Call or text us on the Civic Media app, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I blame my stuttering tonight on Alan Robinson, by the way. I'm having an Alan Robinson hangover is what I'm having.
You should have had him come on later then.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Uh-huh. We did get a text. This one says, you guys are a hoot. Keep it up. So I guess whatever happened with you with Thank Alan you. Is still okay. Yeah. Because we're still a hoot.
I want to give my buddy Allie, it's her birthday today.
Oh, nice.
She's not in Madison. She's on vacation. And she's an awesome person. So happy birthday, Allie.
That's nice, Jimmy K.
The September calendar. It's pretty rocking here at Max Inc. Radio. We have three big shows coming up in September. The first of which is Riff Raff Fest. That's up in Wausau, Rocker. Super big show. And our friends up at Bull Falls Radio are involved. They're part of the sponsor. It's going to be at the Pollock Inn on September 9th. And that's going to be a great show. A lot of good rock there. We're going to talk more about that later in Max Inc. Heavy. And then on September 19th.
16th.
Saturday the 16th. Thank you. Saturday the 16th, we'll be at the Dark Star Bar for Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and the Peacemaker. That's John Stover's new band. And I'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 9 p.m. from the Dark Star.
You are so brave.
I'm getting out of the studio. Rob Roberts is going to come here and hang out with you two.
That's going to be so much fun.
Super
and
exciting.
That's the night we'll have Panchromatic Steel in the Devil's Lair.
Very nice.
Exactly. And Cat and Hurricane 16th. Will be on the show that night, too. Mm-hmm. And then on the September 24th, that's a Sunday, is another matinee show at the High Noon Saloon. The doors open at noon. Show starts at 1, and you're out of here by 4. This time, Rocker is the Skin Tones, the Drunk Drivers.
Oh, my.
And Fiberweed.
New band
here in Madison.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So, yeah, that's going to be an awesome show. The Skin Tones and the Drunk Drivers. I mean, that would be show enough, but now a new band, Fiberweed.
I like that.
They're a lot of fun.
Stuff.
That's going to be a great show. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road by Woodman's West. Now offering local delivery, and you can shop online, herbalaspect.com.
You know, Jimmy, when you're there at the matinee show, it doesn't even seem like it's a matinee. You think you're out like on a Saturday night. And also, you like walk outside and you're like, oh, wow, that's right. It's daytime.
Plenty of shows here at Max Inc. Radio. Get out and get involved with your music scene because we are local music. Hey, we're going to talk with Jeff Hamilton next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio, sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
All right, Candace Griffin is coming up live in the Devil's Lair here in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we'll get Jeff Hamilton on the phone. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night.
I know things haven't quite been looking up, but I think it might be changing, 'cause we are all we've got. I said we are all we've got.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Fake Tats, that's Radio for Pats. Love that band. You know, there's
what a song.
We should be like on YouTube when we're playing songs and stuff. There's so much stuff happening here in the studio.
You know, we could be.
It's
if you
very
guys really
comical.
Want to, I can get that arranged for you.
Don't forget, hit the Max Inc. Radio. Let's think about it. Let's count to 20, as Rocker would say. Make sure you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of podcasts up there, The Devil's Lair. And this show will be podcasted early next week, too, because of Rocker. He's awesome. And Rocker, who's our next guest?
Jimmy, Jeff Hamilton is a musician, a producer, a songwriter, touring musician. He's played with the Violent Femmes, Beatallica, Mississippi Cactus, to name just a few. He was once an audio engineer mixing at the legendary Milwaukee live music venue, The Globe. And original owner Ian Pesch opened The Globe on North Avenue in 1993, and he sold it to Leah Goff in the late 90s. Now, 20 years after the historic club closed, there is a Globe reunion show at the Miramar Theater in Milwaukee on September 2nd. And here to tell us about the reunion show is Jeff Hamilton. Jeff, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Thanks, Jeff. Uh-oh.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Am I here?
Oh, and gentlewoman. I'm kind of a gentlewoman. I don't know.
My preferred touring terms are henchmen and henchwomen.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
First, Jeff, tell us.
I'm live.
Tell us a little bit about
I'm
yourself.
Getting a call right now.
No.
Call right now.
Do they not know that you're famously on radio right now?
All right, let's talk.
All right, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I know you're kind of an icon yourself in Milwaukee. So before we get to The Globe, tell us just a little backstory.
My name is Jeff Hamilton.
This is live radio. I mean, this is how things can go, you know?
I know. Uh-huh.
Jeff, if you could hop in the
I'm
time.
I'm on tour currently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, wow. Right. Who are you playing with these days, or what are you doing on tour?
I cannot disclose.
This is one of those top secret tours, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But the readers and the listeners will absolutely know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
So let's talk about The Globe.
So tell us a little bit about The Globe. Tell us about The Globe in the heyday when you were working there. What kind of club was this?
Well, The Globe, the boardwalk was at The Globe, and I apologize to the listeners.
Okay.
So many bands played there,
and
so many bands recorded there, and there's 18 bands playing at the Globe reunion on September 2nd.
And that's at the Miramar? Yes. We said that in unison.
Not
I liked
the Globe.
It. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
I apologize because I'm on tour right now.
Yes. You're concentrating on a bunch of different things all at the same time.
You're not on stage right now, are you?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Are you on stage?
Kind of, because I'm dealing with 18 bands.
I love the story about The Globe.
Off.
Oh, on your day off, too.
On my day off, yeah.
Hey, I love the story about The Globe. I'm sorry I never had a chance to get there, but it sounds like this would be the place to be when it was in its heyday.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was. And it's, you know, it's the reason why you guys are calling.
Yeah.
You know, fantastic club. It's basically the club that, if I were to think about this, Gwen Stefani. Do you know who that is? Yeah, she played there when she was Gwen Stefani and not Gwen Stefani. And on and on and on and on and on. And I apologize because I'm just in the middle of another tour.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, I'm flying in and playing the Globe thing and organizing everything.
Okay. So how does that make you feel? Are you happy? Are you excited about doing this reunion?
Oh, shit. Oops. So happy. So
good.
Happy, but very exhausting.
Yeah.
Very exhausting because I've been organizing the entire thing.
Yeah.
While I'm on tour with a major artist. And it's so fun. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
And there's tickets left and you can buy them at the Miramar, www.miramar. It'll be on your sites and whatnot. And I apologize because I'm right.
You're
now,
on tour, dude.
Yeah, he's on tour.
You're on tour. Yeah. You're on stage. We're and bothering you. I understand.
And I apologize because I completely forgot about this.
That's all right.
Ah, so it's the shock of getting the phone call that you're going to be on live radio, like right now.
Full on.
Well, let's.
I love your guys' accommodation. So, anyways, so the Globe, it's like our CBGBs in Milwaukee.
Oh.
It's like our Troubadour. It's like our Fillmore.
Yeah.
The Globe closed. 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago.
There's a lot of history.
I'm so glad you're doing this, though.
Hey,
it's going to be great.
Hey, Jeff, thank you for the time. If people wanted to get tickets, obviously Miramar, it's going to be a good show. Any other way? Any other last thing you want to say about the Globe?
Oh, man.
Putting you on the spot here.
The last band.
You're on stage. You're on tour.
Last band.
Got groupies coming over to you.
What was the last band?
The last band. I booked every single band.
Yes. And there's 18.
I was a booking. Okay, there's 18. The last band. Here's the name of that last band.
Uh-oh.
Big Dumb Dick.
Yep. They were on the cover of Maximum Inc. at one time.
Woo!
Yep, yep. From Milwaukee.
Exactly.
It's going to be a great show.
Okay that I said that?
That's fine. We'll work through it.
Better than the other one. Yeah.
Alice is calling the lawyers right now.
I didn't swear.
No.
We didn't do
no.
it. Hey, Jeff, we got to go.
Take it easy, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here's to the Globe. Woo!
Ethan Keller is playing the Globe on Max Inc. Radio.
Get to think about it, get away, Gulf Coast, here I come. Dreams down the drain, drown in a hurricane. I'm a dog that on crumbs. Don't wanna own a thing, just a song I sing. Got the bucket list in the queue. People question the places beckon. I'll see them all soon with you. Drive home, sweet highway. Home, sweet highway. Home, sweet highway, yeah. Fly the rock freeway on the way to Muscatine. Cop from my autograph. Big money, make it broke, blown money on the riverboat. I'm just trying to stay on the path. Hit K-City, there's a girl kind of pretty. She's a little young for me. Living a double life, cheating on my wife. I just want to get free and head home, sweet highway. Home, sweet highway. Home, sweet highway, yeah. Why are you more beautiful from a distance? But I drive so far to reach a dead end. I may get lost or go astray. It's just my way or the highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway, yeah. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway.
out of time playing on stolen gear. Oh, what the heck, I'll probably die in a wreck. I just want to disappear. I'll never be fixed, never get rich, a roadblock to going broke. Every day I think about getting away, I'll retire to the road and drive home sweet highway. Home sweet highway, home sweet highway, yeah. Fly from Burlington to Cape Girardeau, Wisconsin to Central Colorado. Got an RV in Austin, day after tomorrow. Home sweet highway, home sweet highway, home sweet highway, yeah. Home sweet highway, 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 home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I was a fool.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Made of Blocks there, Girl Next Door. Hey, stick around. We got Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair. And we have this special guest. I don't know who it is yet. I can't wait to find out. Hopefully it's not Jeff.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the